It's pre-dawn on Easter Sunday. Cars pull into the parking lot of a cemetery on the outskirts of town. A man in a tie stays seated behind the wheel. A boy in pajamas presses his face against the window. And a woman fixes her hair in the rearview mirror, puts on a face mask, and rolls down her window to ask a neighbor what radio station to turn on. Slowly, the sky lightens, and the drive-in service begins. For more than 60 years, this community has held this sunrise service at the cemetery, says former city councilman Danny Turner. He recalls playing on the outskirts as a kid and standing shoulder to shoulder with others as an adult.
This place holds a special place, and parents buried here, grandparents buried here, and everybody in Martinsville's got somebody buried here.
And although adjustments had to be made to keep people healthy, this year it seemed more important than ever, says Turner, to talk about hope.
Hope springs eternal, and spring's a great time to start. It's a rebirth. You can see all the flowers and the leaves coming out.
This was Pastor Charles Whitfield's first Easter service in a cemetery, but he was happy to be a part of it.
A wonderful expression of our community that we still stand united, even with everything that's going on with Corona.
Coronavirus cases haven't been as widespread here as in other parts of the state, although testing hasn't been either. As of Sunday, there were 8 confirmed cases in surrounding Henry County and none in Martinsville proper. That's compared to more than 2,000 in the Richmond and D.C. suburbs combined. For a while, local restaurant owner Will Pearson thought it would be something he would just see on the news. Then the governor announced restaurants would have to go to takeout only. Pearson says the last few weeks have been surreal.
There was a payroll period. Actually, I had to borrow money from my parents to make payroll, and it's been extremely tough. And thank the Lord for family and friends and everybody chipping in.
This Sunday, he feels particularly blessed. Just a couple days ago, he checked his account and found his request for federal payroll assistance had been processed. $40,000 in the bank to keep his employees paid.
I got to my computer and I turned it on, looked at the balance, and I got to my knees and prayed.
Sharon Sleeper has also been working hard to keep her employees paid. A nurse for decades, Sleeper now owns a sewing business. They've pivoted quickly from making dresses and aprons to masks and gowns. They've distributed hundreds at cost when people can afford it and free when they can't.
When you're a nurse for 30-something more years, you're always giving. As a seamstress, I gave to make people happy with what they wanted, but now I feel like I'm kind of giving again.
And that brings her comfort. It's connection and hope in the most unlikely of times. And the most unlikely of places. A cemetery parking lot on the edge of the Blue Ridge Mountains. In Martinsville, I'm Mallory Nopane.